Fockhead, brother and sister, N.D., and children. St. Helena, California, October 24, 1906. Dear brother and sister Fockhead and the children, I address you all. I may never again see you in this life, but I do want to meet you in the city of our God. I mean to be there, and I sincerely hope, brother Fockhead, that you and your wife and children will be overcomers. You must be daily preparing for the higher life. I want to meet you and your wife and children in the city of God. Train your children to habits of self-denial and sacrifice. Let them be taught how to serve and honor God. We each have frailties of character, but as we keep the lessons of Christ before us and become His children, we shall be given power to overcome our defects. Be true to the one who gave His precious life to make it possible for you to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. I rose at 2 o'clock this morning, and as I write these lines to you, I see that it is now 3. I hope, Brother Fockhead, that you will be reinstated in the office and be a helper to those who need help. I have a deep interest in the office. It should be a place where the workers are trained and educated to become members of the royal family. If they love the Lord and live humble lives, if they are meek and lowly, then they will be learning of Christ and doing His service. There must be more trusting in the Lord Jesus. There must be more taking hold of His strength. Let Jesus come and abide in the office. Every day He should be invited to preside there. May the precious Savior give you great help and wisdom. He will if you depend upon Him and make Him your trust. You will advance in a knowledge of spiritual things. Your sister in Christ.